I guess it really figuratively knocked all of the props out from under you. The usual things like, well, I blame so-and-so for that, or this is because...
It does. It
makes
you
self-reliant and responsible for everything that you do.
It makes you responsible and accountable. That's what As a Man Think It did. And then here, it basically built on that concept. And, you know, we have two completely mutually exclusive, which I learned about mutual exclusivity and things like that in my metaphysics class in college. See, that's where this whole thing, when I look at it, it's so perfect, because it was that metaphysical, which Dr. Van Hook, I'll never forget, because the class students were petrified of him. I aced the class. I got exempt from his final. People couldn't even write essays and get a decent grade. I got exempt. And so I just ate all that stuff up. But the course teaches there's two mutually exclusive thought systems in our mind. One is based on love and truth, and one is based on fear or illusion. And so only one is real, but we think the one on fear is real. And so it meets us where we think we are and basically helps us learn how to distinguish between the two and how to actively choose. And I'll tell you, it's been a struggle because, you know, this world is made of judgments. And I've been a student for over 30 years, 35 or plus years. And I'm really now, only now, really getting the course.
Would you go so far as to say that right things are always from love and truth, and that wrong things are always from fear and illusion?
Yes, absolutely. It's mutually exclusive. There is no gray area, and that's a big challenge for a lot of the students of a course, because they like to think there's, you know, as the course says, there's no order of difficulties. But everything in the world gives us degrees. There's lesser, there's more, there's degrees. Mm-hmm. There is none. So when you have a slight, you know, annoyance with somebody, or you strike World War III, it's the same era. And people, just blows people's mind. It's the same era, because you're now out of love and truth and into the illusion.
When people try to make a gray area, is that always an actual, is that a masquerade of fear?
Oh, it is. It's always fear. But it's when they try to make a gray area, it's just, again, we're so accustomed to degrees here. We're so accustomed to all the nuances. And the course is very clear. It's either or. It cannot be both. And thank God it can't be both. Thank God it can't be. So the course also said the course is very simple. It is very simple. It's not easy, because we've taught ourselves all these variations of the theme. And we value and we get attached to what we've taught ourselves. So to withdraw that attachment and that value is really what the course is teaching us. And that's hard. That's really hard.
People rationalize for comfort for so many reasons. People will rationalize almost any action for comfort or for expediency or for whatever the reasons are. And what I'm looking for is some place in this philosophy that says the attempt to rationalize is always the wrong way.
Yes, when you're trying to... be logical about something. The thing to understand is when you're inside the thought system, whether it's a thought system of fear or the thought system of love, it's very, it fits. It's very rational. It's very logical. Let's put it this way. It's very logical. Once you're caught into the thought system, it flows. The logic flows. What you have to question is the foundation of the thought system. What the premise on which the thought system is built. And the premise for the thought system that we live in is we're bodies and we're independent of our source and we're here by ourselves. And everybody, we live in a world of separation. We're separate from our Creator. He's up there somewhere, if we believe in one. And I have a separate body than you. We're different. So you got to question the underlying foundation. Mm-hmm. That's what is questioning. Whereas the other one is, maybe we're all one. We're all connected and we're all driven by love. So that's where we need to get to. When you're caught in the dream, it all flows very logically. But we have to get out, and we need help looking at the foundation. And I think that's what Jesus meant when he, in the Bible, when he talks about where you build your house. Mm-hmm. Do you build it on sand or do you build it on rock? It's what is it? What is that whole thought system sit on?
Now you're saying that A Course in Miracles is very logical, and logic flows, but that we should question the underlying foundation?
No, I'm saying with what I'm saying is the Course in Miracles teaches us there's two thought systems.
Okay.
And when you're inside either of those thought systems, they appear very logical. So when you're inside the ego's thought system, it's very logical. It's the whole thought is questioning the thought system. It's questioning the foundation of that thought system, which is predicated on separation. That whole thought of separation.
Which is false.
Yeah, which is false. So that's been my experience. Everybody has to find it for themselves. But yes, the Course says very clearly it's false. It's an illusion. We are in a dream. And the Course doesn't say wake up from the dream like this. It says, okay, I realize you're in a dream. So I'm going to use what you built to get you out of the dream. And so what we try to do is go from a nightmare, and we're all living a nightmare. We're in fear. We have bad relationships. We're worried about money. We're all this stress, lack of peace. And how do we slowly, or you can do it quickly, because that's what the Course is designed to do, is save time, but to get me to a happy dream. And so that's the point I'm at. I'm not often, God takes the next step and I'm one with God. I'm not there. I think I'm in a dream. And all I want to do is not make it a nightmare. I want to make it a happy and peaceful dream. And then, and as I trust and I do that, then the last step, which gets me into the full realization of God and oneness, I trust will come. But I'm not there. I still think I'm here. And how do I make this the best dream